No. Want to tell everybody why you're drunk?
It's called Super Body.
Super Body.
Perfect. There's the intro. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Modern Thinking Podcast.
A special edition.
Special Super Bowl 53 edition.
Super special Super Bowl
special. Super special super secret Super Bowl edition.
Super special SpongeBob themed.
I'm mad. I'm bitter.
Okay, I'm 50-50 on it.
I'm bitter. I mean, yes, they did callbacks, but I'm still bitter about it.
Neither one of these guys know what they're talking about right now, by the way.
We totally know what we're talking about.
We'll get back to that, though.
If anything, I know SpongeBob, okay?
Your guys are both more concerned about the commercials more than anything right now.
Oh, no, we'll talk about the game, okay? Yeah. So, just to premise this episode, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl because it's relevant, and we just got done watching it.
Tom Brady made, like, what, 2 goals?
Yeah. He was batting 1,000, I think.
Oh, God, my brain hurts
batting
already.
2.39.
Oh, God. This is about to be a long podcast.
No, so what we talked about, I'm a big college football fan. Breyer
exists.
He does exist. Jamel is basically the
sports guy
here. I'm trying to think of that annoying guy.
Oh, yeah, is that right? Yeah, thanks.
No, not the annoying guy. What's the one? Skip Bayless.
I don't know.
Like, like a combination of Skip Bayless and the other guy. Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem.
Yeah, I'm the annoying guy. Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
Well, they're both annoying.
Jamel, we're not going to deal with this right now.
Oh, we're going to deal with this.
All right, pause the podcast. We'll be back. Yeah. You just hear.
Who's annoying now?
So I only got to watch part of it because I was cooking.
Thank you for that, by the way.
You're welcome.
Ooh, what'd you cook?
Oh, dude, I made some chicken quesadillas. We made some pigs in the blanket, and then I made some bomb cheese dip.
I like how you name all these things, and as soon as I get here, you're like, oh, there's some cheese dip here.
There's
where's the rest
blanket
of this stuff that you
there's
just made?
There's no more quesadillas.
Did we eat all the chicken?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, continue.
But so I was cooking. I was kind of glancing over, listening to like the commercials and stuff, and trying to listen to the game, but from what I gathered, because I didn't get a chance to watch it till the second half.
It wasn't worth watching.
And the whole first half was just garbage.
Well, the whole game was garbage.
I like what the announcer said. If you like defense, you're loving this game.
Literally, that's all this game was. Yeah.
There's that one person that just, he was a defensive player, and then he was just like, this is the greatest game of all time.
Dude, for real, though, it was impressive, like, seeing, like, Tom Brady, like, underperform the first half. Just because the defense was so strong.
No, I don't think he underperformed. I think he was taking it easy on him.
As you just said 10 seconds ago, I didn't start watching until the second half.
He took it easy on him. Listen, the first half he was busy crunching the numbers and writing all those checks he was giving out.
Referee Johnson, referee Steve.
Right, exactly. He had to go back and sign him every time and then run out on the field to play. He was distracted.
Yeah. Jamel, coming from a sports point of view, like you love sports. So yes. Tell us what you thought about the game.
Honestly, I feel like it was mostly a defensive game, but at the same time, I feel like there's a lot of calls that were not called at all. I feel that
we noticed that too.
If they were called, the game would have progressed a lot differently.
That's what calls are you talking about specifically?
I feel like there's a lot of there's a lot of holding, a lot of targeting, and just calls just not being, I mean, there were calls being called at all. Yeah,
there was a few, especially
for the Patriots. I'm not a Patriots fan, and the Rams, I swear to God, like every time I was looking at the screen, they was holding somebody.
Yeah,
just like,
dude, they held a lot.
I'm like, dude, there's
the
a penalty.
Second half that I watched, they got called a lot.
It was
more
like
in the
a middle school
half.
Dance. They were really holding on to those people.
I was like,
are they making room for Jesus, arm's length?
I was like, what are they doing with their lives right now? They're literally giving the Patriots the game right now, and they just needed to slow down.
I'm not a sports fan, but I do have my favorites. Like, I'm a Broncos fan because my mom forced me into it.
I'm sorry,
and I'm a Chiefs fan. Currently,
because
I actually got to go watch the Chiefs play.
That was a really cool experience.
That would be a cool experience.
Plus, Mahomes is gonna be MVP next year.
He got MVP this year
for the Pro Bowl.
Did he? Or was it just
Pro
Bowl?
Yeah, it was just the Pro Bowl. I think. Oh, don't get me lying, but I remember he got it for the Pro Bowl. But no, that kid almost got them to the Super Bowl his rookie year. Like, he is going to be an animal next year.
I feel like the Chiefs.
The Chiefs need to work on their freaking defense.
If they didn't lose Hunt, if Hunt wasn't the guy he was and got in the situation he got in, they would have went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
for Hunt sure. opened up so many possibilities downfield for them with the play action that they didn't realize. And I feel like losing Hunt halfway through the season really was like a setback and really lost them the chance to get to the Super Bowl and beat the Patriots that second go around.
I didn't get a chance to watch that game, but it was just I'm going to admit it, and I don't like it, but Tom Brady is so good.
He is very good.
You can't knock the dude for his talent.
No, not at all.
That was one of the things. Like, I was talking to a few people at work about it, and it was like when they were playing the Chiefs, like, if you give him any time in a crunch scenario, like, make or break a point, he's going to perform every time.
Yeah.
And he's going to find a way to make it happen.
Well, two things, like, but the thing about Tom Brady is, you know, if you're actually a sports fan, you can watch an individual player and tell him why he's good. But I feel like Tom Brady, he is so good. That's why he's so well known.
Right.
Like, he has won all those rings. He has done all these things. But kind of going back to what you were talking about, like what I noticed about tonight and previous Super Bowls and other games I've watched with him, he trusts his offensive line completely.
Yeah. Like he's not afraid to literally stay in the pocket until the very end.
Oh yeah. And even then, I mean, that's cost him some like fumbles and some sacks and stuff, but like you can tell like he trusts his line to do his job. Speaking of offensive line, Rams didn't have that this evening.
No. They did not. Absolutely none. Zero. Like,
that was a great segue.
Did you like that?
Not even for 5 seconds.
No, I was like, man, that quarterback could probably do something if he had an O-line, but he didn't have one.
Yeah, from what I saw the second half, it was not pretty. It was, well, it broke. We broke some records.
Yeah.
This Super Bowl. So, like, what was it? The lowest scoring game. Yeah. And, I mean, they didn't get a freaking touchdown until the fourth quarter.
Right. And with, like, what, 2 minutes left?
No, it was, like, 5 or 6 minutes left.
Yeah, something like that.
Because the Rams had a chance to go back and do it, but they
didn't. Screwed it with that interception.
Man,
I really wanted those B-dub wings, though.
Oh, that if they tied, be free B-dubs?
You know that kicker out there was like, okay, it's all on me. Not the Super Bowl game, but the free B-dubs for America. And he blew it.
Dude, he shanked that.
To be fair, it was, like, what, 54-yard?
I think it was a 49-yard. Yeah, it was a 49.
To me, as a normal person, I couldn't kick a 5-yard field goal. So, like, the level that was. And he looked like he was 40 years old out there.
That's what kickers do, man. Yeah. Kickers will stay around until they're 80.
But still, like, that's walk out there with their walker.
They're sitting on the sidelines, smoking a cigarette, drinking beer. Oh, is it my turn? He puts a cigarette out on the grass.
But, no, I don't. The other thing, speaking of kickers, was the punt. That punt kicker, or that punter for, was it for New England? I think it was.
That was for the Rams, I think.
No.
Jamel, this is where you need to come in and fix our ignorance.
What are you guys trying to rule?
That punter that kicked he broke the record for longest punt in the Super Bowl. It was like 63 yards.
Oh, you guys got me on that one.
I'm pretty sure it was the Patriots.
Are you guys talking about the really old guy?
I don't know.
That looks like he has like a catheter that he walks around with.
Hey, we do not age discriminate.
No, I really think it was the Patriots because I remember he got the bounce on it. It bounced forward like another 5 or 6 yards.
Pretty sure it was the Rams.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
That one you guys got me stumped on. I'm not too sure.
If you guys know, comment on our Facebook page or shout us out on Anchor and let us know
what we're
talking about. Yeah, call us out on our emails. We enjoy it. So let's go to the next segment.
Are we done talking about the game? Because honestly, I'm done talking about the game because this Super Bowl, it wasn't memorable.
It wasn't. It's not even really much to mention, honestly.
It was a little bit more. Like, we had this whole episode planned. We were going to go into the stats and everything. And there was nothing to go into.
I was just going to.
Good job, defense. Both teams.
I was just going to John Madden all this. I was like, all right, he's going to hit the ball. And if he runs long enough and he gets in the end zone, they'll make a touchdown.
Right.
Like, that exactly. was what I was going to do. I like to talk about. I wanted to go to the commercials, but let's hit the halftime show first.
Okay.
Like,
let me get how I'm bitter.
about the SpongeBob tribute?
I'm so bitter. Like, yes, okay, they made a callback, right? They did the cool, they had the create, or not the creator, but the voice of Squidward announcing what's his face, the rapper, I don't know his name. But they, and then they did a cool little animation thing, but everywhere on the internet said that it was confirmed that they were going to perform Sweet Victory. Maroon 5, I think, even said, came out and said they were going to do it.
Well, that's why you can't believe everything on the internet.
That's no, Abraham, no, Abraham it broke Lincoln my heart. I can't wait till the internet's pissed off. I'm so ready for it.
Logically, coming from a different standpoint, there was probably so many contracts that were already signed before that petition even got started.
Yeah, I don't care, though. We got to give the people what they want. This is an entertainment show.
I will say this. They wouldn't do it for anyone else but SpongeBob. No, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm bitter.
What do you think about that, Jamel?
I mean, honestly, I was unaware of what was going on. I was like, why is they doing SpongeBob right now? I was confused. I was like, I was real life confused at what was going on. I was like, SpongeBob rapper. I'm like, what is going on? I don't even know what's going on right now. Maroon 5's here now. What is going on? I was confused during the whole thing. So I can't relate. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would say that other than the SpongeBob shout out, which I liked, but I did want more, honestly. I think that would be way better. Other than that, the Super Bowl halftime show was just kind of eh. Like,
yeah.
Like, it was like the one that stands out to me every time I think about it is Lady Gaga.
I love Lady Gaga.
No, not Lady Gaga. What's the one with the, what's his name? What is his name?
Prince.
No, not Prince.
Prince was the second one.
Prince is good.
No, not Prince. What is his name?
Jackson. What is back from the dead.
What is his name?
I don't know.
You I can't think of his name.
I don't think there's any more times you can repeat that.
No, keep going. Let's see. We've got what?
What is his name? What is his name? What is no, for real though. There's a Super Bowl, but the halftime show, it was a dude that did it.
Man, that narrows it.
There was this one guy, he got up on stage and played some music and
at the Super Bowl.
It was like two or three Super Bowls ago.
Okay. Here, you know what? While Dalton talk more about that, I'll look it up for our poor baby boy.
Please do, it's because it's going to bother me.
Jamel's been sitting on Grandpa's cough.
All right, listen. We've all established I haven't drank liquor in like God.
You were drinking liquor?
Yes. I don't know why. What's wrong with me?
I'm offended.
Okay. Why are
you
offended? No,
I've offered you several liquors.
Licorice candies. Hey, Jamel, I do want to applaud you because this is, we all know that modern thinking is this specific episode or this specific segment is family friendly, and you have not let a curse word slip.
I don't even think I've gotten close, have I?
No, I don't think anyone has. I applaud all of you guys for not using
those. We're doing it.
We're doing it.
Yay. We're doing it.
But no, like, I mean, Travis Scott, that was cool. I like how they brought... I would have liked it a lot more if they would have brought Andre 5000 with the Outkast. I can't think of the Outkast.
Are you thinking Bruno Mars?
Yeah.
Oh, that was... Bruno Mars was
Bruno's
good.
Mars was
Bruno
good.
Mars halftime show was by far one of the best. You can't argue with that.
That was good, but I'm gonna still say Lady Gaga because I honestly forgot all about Bruno Mars, but I haven't forgotten about Lady Gaga.
Well, yeah, I don't even know Lady Gaga's like what was hers.
Can we talk about Beyonce and how it turned into a meme and she paid people to delete that picture of her off the internet and it backfired because that picture comes up every year on Reddit.
What meme is it?
Yeah,
it was the one she was making a face and she was like flexing.
Oh yeah, that's you've seen it.
Yeah.
I know, show me.
Photoshop.
How much was she paying
I'll
people?
Show you after that. I don't know, right?
We just post that everywhere.
No, she was paying people to delete it. She's paid a company to go in and start removing it and filing like copyright claims and stuff on it.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Obviously, it didn't work. So.
Yeah, you can't stop the internet.
No, the internet will run wild with anything.
I hope next year. I wasn't a big fan of Maroon 5. Like...
They were good.
Yeah, they played good. But
like it wasn't like it was a horrible. I'll tell you what was horrible. The after show, like when they're out on the field, you right after the game ended, you literally commented like, this is terrible.
Oh, how they were just like running after Tom Brady.
Yeah, they were all chasing after Tom and like, well, granted, he's the star of the show. He's America's baby boy.
Well, he paid for the Super Bowl, basically.
But no, they
that was his party.
The way, I don't know what CBS was doing with that, but they couldn't get an audio feed on anybody. The camera cuts were all over the place.
Gosh, like, yeah, it was a seizure.
It was a hot mess. But
that was terrible. So what do you guys think about the commercials then?
The ones I saw, I liked. I listened to a lot of them, but I was cooking, so I missed all the good ones.
Right, a lot of heartstring grabbers this year. I liked it.
The Microsoft one for sure.
Microsoft one was awesome with the disability controller.
Yeah,
yeah. I seen that one. I like that one.
Responder one too.
That first responder was really good, and the Google one was good about the translation.
See, I didn't see that one.
Dude, okay. Well, going back to the Xbox one, when the dad was talking about his kid. Like, oh my gosh, thinking about it just makes me tear up because he was like crying. And then the first responder,
it was really funny after after we got done watching that one, Dalton just goes, "Okay, Microsoft, I'm not crying, you're crying."
It was sad. It was a good feeling. And then I really, really like, okay, I wouldn't have liked it if Steve Carell wasn't in it, but the Pepsi commercial of Steve Carell, Lil Jon.
See, yeah, I heard you like that one.
And Cardi B.
Yeah, I didn't.
I just liked it because Steve Carell was in it. I mean, I like Cardi B and I like Lil Jon, but I really like Steve Carell.
I like Little Jonathan.
Little Jonathan?
Cardisha B.
Good job.
Hermia.
Yes.
Good job.
Way
buddy.
To go. Good job. And I applaud you on that.
What are some other ones? I have a list of them here.
You had a bunch pulled up.
Yeah, like I said, I did not listen or watch any of the halftime shows.
What'd you do? Just take a shot every time they punt?
No. Not
oh
every
my
time
gosh,
they punt.
Can you imagine that drinking game?
Oh my god. No, but every time the Bud Light commercial came on and they did diddly diddly, mm-hmm. Everyone in the room took a shot.
Oh, that's another one I liked. The one with it was a Bud Light with the mountain from Game of Thrones.
I didn't see it.
Really enjoyed that one. The Jason Bateman, Jason Bateman, the Hyundai commercial, that was pretty good.
Was it Hyundai?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they had a Kia one, which I didn't even know Kias were built in the United States.
The Kia one was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I think that kid was acting with his accent.
Maybe because
I really do because it was hit and miss a couple times.
Well, where is it based out of? Like Georgia?
I don't know. I didn't see that part.
Like, that's not how a Georgian accent sounds like.
No.
The
Olay
Dalton?
Commercial with the serial killer about the killer skin. What it was, like, they were trying to open up the Face ID on an iPhone to call the 911, and it wouldn't recognize the girl's face. And she goes, "Oh, it's because I've been using Olay, and isn't my skin so clear?" And her husband's like, God. "Yeah, it is." And that killer comes up.
Boo.
Hey, I like it.
Boo.
The Pringles one was good.
I want to talk. There was a lot of first responders.
Yeah.
Like Verizon dumped some money into this Super Bowl.
They did.
Bowl.
Well, it was sponsored by Verizon.
The Super Bowl was?
Yeah.
Sponsored
by Verizon.
When are they going to learn? No, I mean, I'm serious. Like Verizon just throws a ton of money at stuff.
They do.
And
oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say, I was just going to bring up the fact, like when they were building their Fios, their fiber network up in the Northeast, it almost bankrupted them.
Yeah.
But they just dumped a ton of money into it and then up and left it. So I guess they're not afraid to spend money.
Yeah, I mean, they may be throwing money out there hoping something hits. And then that can be their new cash.
There's
out.
Another metaphor for that. I'm going to let y'all's imagination find it. But anyway, you were saying?
Anyways, because I don't even know where you're going with that.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, do tell.
I really like the T-Mobile commercials. About
they were pretty funny.
The free Taco Bell, the free Uber.
All I heard was, I was cooking and all I hear was Dalton. Prior, T-Mobile's got free Taco Bell now. They win. And then later, what was the next one?
Okay, well, so this is like the last T-Mobile because they were like doing like, oh, free Taco Bell.
Let's talk about the second one. The second one came on and it was free Lyft rides.
Yeah, it was free.
And you were like, oh, now they're giving away free Lyft rides?
But only on Tuesdays, wasn't
it? But only
it?
On Tuesdays. Hey, club going up on Tuesday, am I right? Hey, anyways.
Okay.
So they did those two, boo. And then the last boo. One was where this dad and this daughter were texting, and it was like, oh, dad will always be the same. And I was like, bro, they're giving away free dads.
I will say that last one was just, the T-Mobile was riding the line on creative and cringy.
Yes. Well, they I'm kind of upset because they stole a meme from the internet.
Yeah.
The whole
hashtag fellow kids.
Yeah, like all, yeah, on the R Reddit. But that kind of, I was like, eh, that's kind of lame, but it is what it is. What I'm interested about is, no, we're not even going to get there, go that down that road. But good news, we're recording this podcast from our new apartment.
Hype. We still haven't got everything set up, but we're still hyped.
It's coming along. And so far, it's the cleanest apartment I've ever been a part of.
And the most comfortable.
Ayo. Yeah, you've been moving on that couch entire time. Everybody can hear you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like someone rolled around the egg cartons back there.
Oh, that's just smell. He's on the egg cartons again.
He's on the egg cartons again.
Dalton grabbed the squirt bottle. Get off of there, Jamel.
He's like, ah.
It's the most comfortable I've ever been.
So let us know how you feel about the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, we obviously, me and Dalton, we're not the smartest when it comes to sports. We're not the smartest. Jamel is the sports guy. So if you like the sports stuff, hit Jamel up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me just take a swing at that.
Yeah, dude, you need a – we all got our babies we're working on. Yeah. You need a baby.
And also, by the time this podcast goes live, there will also be a new monthly newsletter being launched every first Monday of each month, just basically talking about the shows coming up, if we have new segments coming up, and give you a rundown, let you know what's going on. And that way you have something to look forward to through the month.
Yeah. So,
because sometimes months are hard.
And also,
January lasted like a year.
iTunes is being weird right now, and some of the episodes are being put like out of order and are showing up super late. So that was another reason why for the newsletter, you'll be able to look back in one place and be like, okay, this episode, and this episode are on these days. So then you can kind of just eyeball it and see where you're at.
Exactly. Everything's going to be on a schedule. That's going to be launched probably around the same time this podcast is launched. So look forward to that and comment on it. Let us know what you think about that idea.
Yeah. Well, Jamel, hopefully the Cowboys don't stand a chance like they did this year.
Oh, is that right? That's funny that you said that.
Right there.
That's America's team.
That's funny that you say
crashing
that.
And burning.
Just like they're going to
win the Super Bowl next year. Don't you worry.
Jamel's predicting it. Who's going to be in the Super Bowl next year?
It's going to be the Cowboys and the Chiefs.
Cowboys and Chiefs.
All right.
I agree with the Chiefs on that one.
So Chiefs and who?
You don't agree with the Cowboys? Are you serious? Do you not see how hard they went this year?
He doesn't buy into delusion you Cowboys fans do. Like, they are not.
All right. No more name calling, Dalton. We don't want to make America's team mad.
They're already mad at themselves. Okay, so Chiefs and who, bro?
Oh gosh, Chiefs in Seattle. Why not?
YOLO. Ooh, gross. Ooh. Seattle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where were they even at this year?
Oh, they were practicing.
they were just
practicing. Okay. No, wait. I'm gonna go way out in left field, and you guys are gonna call me crazy. Chiefs and Browns.
Everyone.
Oh, okay. I have the Browns.
Yeah.
Mine,
everyone thinks the Browns are gonna come up next year.
Chiefs and Browns,
dude.
Baby. Let's go.
The momentum.
Mayfield. Well, come on, baby.
Dude, that guy alone would make a dead man come back.
Just yeah.
Like, hey, you're not running anymore.
Hey, your heart stopped. Get up. You got this.
Yeah. Like, his enthusiasm and power to motivate a team is ridiculous.
Who do you think is going to be in the halftime show next year? Let's make a prediction, and then we can go back and check.
Well, I'm going to say Browns.
Browns and?
Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Browns and Cowboys.
Traitor.
Hey.
You're just trying to get in his good graces again, aren't you?
I am.
All right, performer next year. Who's it going to be?
Unfortunately,
I'm going to say this. I hate saying this. It's
Cardi B.
Cardi B and Imagine Dragons.
I would put money on Imagine Dragons, probably.
It's going to be like, I feel like they're going to start doing like the three, like how they did this year, like two or three different artists.
Okay.
So I'm going to say Cardi B. If nothing crazy happens, and Imagine Dragons, if nothing crazy happens.
Okay. Yeah, I could agree with that. Yeah.
We're calling it right here, guys.
Yep, you heard it here first.
Wait, you didn't make yours.
I'm agreeing with you. I don't, oh, okay. That's the most realistic one I've heard.
No, what about your team, though? Be realistic, though.
Realistic? I told you.
What'd you say?
Chiefs in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Seattle's going to come out of nowhere again.
I mean, I guess.
I don't know.
We'll see.
I don't know football. I exist. We established this. Anyway, we love y'all. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week with episode 1. of the conspiracy theory series. Super pumped.
So pumped for this. The whole month of February will be conspiracy theory themed. We're going to bring stuff that Briar's going to bring, Jamel's going to bring, I'm going to bring. We're going to talk about zombies, I'm gonna bring aliens, stuff. Nazis. UFOs, Roswell, Nazis, Argentina.
Government isn't real.
YouTube kids. Maybe. Maybe.
That one's still in the air. But we'll see.
And that'll be in the newsletter as well. So we'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.